see that these things were radically changing. There was different perspective on what ministry in a local setting, church congregation, was than what we do now today here in the 21st century. And so we have to kind of realize on the very front end that the word pastor is kind of a term we've put that on, and that not all people who lead churches are necessarily pastors, even though we would call them pastors. And we'll see that as we get in a little later on into this lesson. The word pastor actually is only used one time in the New Testament. And that's interesting, because you would think the way we abuse it in the 21st century that it would be just a common New Testament term, and it really isn't. It is only used one time. It's used in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, and it's referred to as one of the gift or leadership ministries of those who lead the church. It's one of five or four, depending on how you look at it. It's one of them, and it's not the exclusive one, and it's not declared to be the kingpin or the top of the mountain of the experience at all. And we'll get into that a little bit more. The word in the Greek, if you use a Strong's Concordance, it's Strong's word number 4166, is the word poimen. And the word poimen, P-O-I-M-E-N, is simply a shepherd. Translated is just a shepherd, one who guards or oversees the flock of sheep. And you can do that in basically one of two arenas. You can do that in the arena of the sheep pen or the fold, as Jesus refers to it in John chapter 10, or you can do it in the pasture, which is the open grazing fields, which is where we see David writing some of his Psalms in 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." We see more of a pasture. He leads me in beside still waters.